Shalom Aleichem, good moed, and modim l'simcha. The Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 7 of Pesachim. Now, yesterday in Mishnah Vav, we talked about if most of the people or all of the Kohanim are Tamei, they had contact with a dead body, then we would bring the Pesach anyway in Tumah. Instead of having, and if we have a minority that is Tamei, they would wait until Pesach Sheni in Iyar, and the people who are Tahor, who are ritually pure, would bring Pesach Rishon. Now that's about the people. Now Mishnah Zayin, where we start today, says a Pesach Shenizrok Damo. They had a Korban Pesach. They applied the blood to the altar. V'achar kach noda shu Tamei. Then they find out that the offering itself is Tamei. We're not talking about the people. We're talking about either the meat or the blood of this Korban Pesach. So what happens now is hatzitz miratzeh. Now the tzitz was the golden head plate worn by the Kohen Gadol right under his tefillin shel rosh. It said Kodesh Lashem, and the tzitz had a function that it effectively made karbanot, offerings that were tameh, that were contaminated, to still work. And in this case, it works in the sense that the owner of this korban, where the blood or the meat got tamei, doesn't have to bring a Pesach sheni. However, if the body, the meat of the Pesach itself became tamei, he can't eat it. So he's in an interesting situation where he can't eat his Pesach from Nisan, but he doesn't have to bring a Pesach sheni in Iyar. He's yotze. Now the Mishnah brings a contrast. Nitma haguf, if the body of the person, now we're talking about the person who owns the korban Pesach, that became ritually contaminated. Ein atzitz meratze. The tzitz on the head of the Kohen Gadol doesn't work for that. Mipnesha amru, because they said in another place, and this will sound familiar if you've learned Daf Yomi, we recently finished Nazir, Mazel Tov. Hanazir, someone who is a Nazir, who has to bring karbanot, has to bring offerings at the end of his term of Nazirut, v'ose Pesach, or he's going to bring his korban Pesach, hatzitz meratze, the tzitz on the head of the Kohen Gadol, it works al tumat hadam. If the blood became ritually contaminated before being thrown on the altar, you can understand maybe the Kohen was Tamei, or the Kli catching the blood was Tamei. But ve'ena tzitz, meratzel tumat guf. But the tzitz doesn't work if the person bringing the Pesach or the Nazir bringing his offerings himself was contaminated. Then the tzitz doesn't help. But the Mishnah here adds an exception. Nitzma tumat at home. If he was contaminated from tuma of the depths, that tahom is the depths, hatzitz meratze, then it does work. Now we did talk about tumat tahom at the end of Masechet Nazir, and the Bartner here reminds us this is a tumat met, it's part of a corpse, shelo yada bo adam kodem lechen. No one knew about it, they just found out. So one of the examples they bring in Nazir is somebody went to the mikveh, and if there was part of a dead body, God forbid, floating on top of the mikveh, then we understand somebody saw, somebody knows, he probably bumped into it, everyone knows about it. But what if there's part of a dead body, God forbid, stuck to the bottom of the mikveh in the cave, and no one knew about it, a bunch of people used the mikveh, and then later they found out, oh my gosh, there's a dead body there, they got to go find all the guys who used the mikveh and say, hey, listen, there was tumat tachom, they didn't know about it. So if that guy who used that mikveh was a Nazir, he already brought his karbanot, and then he finds out, oh my gosh, I was Tamei all day long, I didn't know about it from that mikveh, or he was someone who was Osei Pesach, he already brought his korban Pesach, then finds out he was hit with a tumat tachom, he never knew about it, then the tzitz does work in that case. Now in Mishnah Chet, we're going to go back to tumah affecting the animal, the korban Pesach itself. Nitma shalom arubo, if the korban Pesach, the whole thing got Tamei, or most of it got Tamei, sorfin oto lifnei abira, we can burn it in front of the temple. Bira, Bartner explains, means the whole temple complex. And interestingly, the Bartner here points out that you could have theoretically burnt it anywhere in Yerushalayim, because that's where you can eat it, but we want to bring a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit of shame to people who let their Korban Pesach get Tamei. You know, after they, you know, they had a Tahor Korban Pesach, it was good to go, and then Nebuch, they let something Tamei made to touch it, and now they can't use it, they can't eat it, so we make them schlep it back to the temple to burn it in front of people. But they can use the firewood that belongs to the temple that was used for the maracha, and that's so we don't embarrass people who don't have enough money for extra firewood, but we do want them to have a little bit of, you know, second thoughts and more care when they are burning, when they're taking care of their Pesach, it does not become tame. The mission continues, nitma miyuto, if some of it got tame, just pieces of it, the notar, or the leftovers, sorfinoto b'chatzrotein. They can burn it in their own chatzor, their own courtyard, o gagotein, or on their roof. Often they would eat up on their roof, meatze atzman, from their own firewood. So if it's just little parts or the notar, everyone had notar, we're going to see everyone had leftovers because you couldn't break the bones. So the marrow inside the bones would become notar, would become leftovers automatically in everyone's Karban Pesach, even without any negligence on their part. So here, if it's just a little bit, we don't shame them to bring it back to the temple. But the mission includes that Saikonin, the people who were stingy, even though it was only part of it, Gatame, they would schlep it back to the temple. They could use the temple firewood. So it's interesting that this last group of people, they were stingy, so they didn't want to spend money on extra firewood, so they would go, you know, they would risk sort of the degree of humiliation of bringing part of their Karban Pesach back to the temple, and people see that. Though in any event, everyone had notar in the marrow of the bones, so in that case, it wasn't so bad. Chag Sameach, Tizkulim Mitzvot.